Afternoon, everyone. You're tuned to The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. Big news out of Olympia this morning. The Washington Supreme Court today found the state legislature in contempt. The high court says lawmakers failed to meet the mandate of the 2012 McCleary decision. The court had ordered them to come up with a detailed plan to fully fund basic education. They didn't do it by the deadline, but nobody's going to jail or getting fined yet. KUOW's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins is here. Hi, Austin.
Good afternoon, Marcy.
So walk us back briefly. What did the Supreme Court ask lawmakers to do?
Well, back in January of this year, the court set an April 30th deadline and said basically to the legislature, you need to present a complete, full plan for how you were going to fully fund public schools by the 2017-18 school year. And by its own admission, the legislature did not accomplish that. It submitted something in April 30th, the deadline, but it wasn't a complete plan. And the court then quickly turned around and said, okay, now we're going to set a show cause hearing. You need to come before the court and explain why we shouldn't hold you in contempt.
And today the court decided that the lawmakers hadn't given them enough reason. They found them in contempt. So what is the court going to do to the legislature?
Well, and this is sort of a split victory, if you will, for the plaintiffs in the case. They had wanted a finding of contempt, and they had wanted the court to impose sanctions starting in January of this year if the legislature didn't come back into a special session and address this sometime this fall. Instead, the court sort of split the difference and said, we're going to find you in contempt, but we are going to give you, on good faith, until the end of the 2015 legislative session to, in the court's term, purge yourself of this contempt. Basically, you know, we're putting you on notice, formal notice in the form of contempt, but you're also going to be allotted some more time to deal with this.
Well, before I ask you what the court might do if that deadline comes and goes, what was the reaction for the McCleary side, the education advocates?
Well, I talked to Tom Ahern, who's the lead plaintiff's attorney, and he's quite pleased. He said this is a great ruling. He feels like the contempt finding is significant, that it absolutely puts the legislature on higher notice. He obviously had argued for earlier sanctions, but he said what he was reading and thinks is important is that in this order, the court seems to leave no question that if it's not satisfied by the end of the 2015 session, that it will be imposing some sort of sanctions or remedies, that it's not a question of, you know, if it will. And so he feels like the court has been very explicit that come the end of the 2015 session, if it's not satisfied, there will be some penalty to pay.
I know that there was an amicus brief filed by all the past governors of the state asking for that extra time. What does Governor Inslee have to say about today's decision?
Well, he's kind of playing the role of, I'm the executive branch. This isn't about me. I've tried to say that we need to do more, but the legislature failed. And so now what he's saying, and I think that it's interesting to read into his quote. He says, quote, if we are to succeed now, we will need the help of everyone in Washington state, not just 147 lawmakers. He says that because for two reasons, I think. One is that Democrats are looking at going to voters, or at least among themselves, saying they need to raise revenue, higher taxes. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, voters will probably have a say in that. So that's part of it. The other part of it is that lawmakers don't act without pressure from their constituencies. And so broadening the conversation to a statewide conversation about how to fulfill this McCleary order, I think it's something that's on the minds of not just the governor, but a lot of advocates and perhaps lawmakers as well.
Have you heard from any lawmakers?
Not yet. And my guess is, you know, having talked to Ross Hunter, the House Budget Chair, in the past, he's going to feel like this is fine. What he said that he didn't want the court to do something that would sort of detract from the task at hand. And I think that he felt like punitive sanctions would do that, anything that would take money away from education. The contempt order, I mean, frankly, some lawmakers may feel like this is kind of helpful. Others are going to say, you know what, the court is overstepping its bounds, it's out of line, you know. We've heard some talk of the concern about a constitutional crisis. Clearly, the court's trying to walk a line here, but there will be critics of the court's actions here, and there will be those who say, you know, this is probably setting the right tone.
And very briefly, if the legislature doesn't act by the end of the 2015 session, what might the court do?
Well, there were any number of potential sanctions that were suggested, and they range from the punitive to, you know, fines, taking money away from other programs, to sort of more remedial, which would be perhaps the legislature, the court being able to line item veto things that it thought were unnecessary. But again, that's going to be tough. And I think the court's buying itself some time here, in part because there is no elegant sanction it can impose. Typically, a court would fine somebody. But is that really productive in this case?
Well, we shall see. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.